You are now entering the realm of white hot business. This is where we get real about why what happens in the bedroom and your body is a reflection of your business confidence and visibility. I'm your host, sexologist and business mentor, Lauren White, and I'll guide you to become the sovereign, magnetic and sensual woman that's available for more success and satisfaction. Access all areas. It's time to transform your business from lukewarm to white hot. Hello and welcome to White Hot Business. You know I am your host, Lauren White, and I want to prepare you for a little bit of cringe and maybe even a wince or two. We've all done it. We've all been there. Some of us may still be doing it. The thing is having our little girl energy sneakily running our business. No more little girl. As always, we are not going to leave today's deep dive on the note of just don't do this or don't be this anymore. We are going to ensure that by the end of our time together, you know exactly what to do to gently extract yourself from little girl energy, running your business, to stepping up into having your climactic energy at the helm of everything that you do and all that you are. Doesn't that sound exquisite? Yes. And you know what? That's what a climactic business is technically about. It's about gracefully navigating the full spectrum of human experience, feeling and sensation, so that when we inevitably go down and go deep, as we always will do as humans, we have an even higher high awaiting us on the other side. On the note of deep dive, let's deep dive into your little girl energy. We are going there. Shake it out. You are made for this. You are fortified and you are ripe for this. The sooner you know, the sooner you can course correct and be living and working from that climactic energy we mentioned earlier. The theme of this episode was born out of the work I do in private with women who approach me, saying that they want to be in their magnetism, saying that they want to be in their power, their sovereignty, their sensuality. They want to be in that, not just on their personal time, but in their business as well. Access all areas. Those desired states that women say that they want to be in and they want to experience and they want to live within are so lush and deep and expansive. They are womanly as fuck. And calling in and embodying those states begs the question, what place does your little girl inside have if you want to be in your sovereignty, your sensuality, your magnetism, your full red-blooded power? Where does your little girl belong in all of that, if anywhere? First up, we are not going to demonize your little girl. We are not going to segregate her. We're not going to isolate her or put her in a corner. As I always say to clients, or you might have heard me say online, we want to love on your little girl. We want her to know that she has a place to play and express, but we don't want her at the helm of our businesses. It's not her place. It's not her strength. What your little girl inside needs is a safe space to be creative, to ventilate, to cry, to release, to say some of the taboo things that we're not meant to say as women, like, it doesn't feel fair. Why is this happening? This is only happening to me. We're not going to demonize any of that. What I want you to hear very clearly in this moment is that those forms of expression require a safe space. Your business is not the space to say things like that. In private is where you need to go to say the things that feel taboo, to get that sense of release, to have a place with where someone can hold dark, shadowy feelings like that when your little girl inside gets upset, stomps her foot, doesn't feel like things are fair, thinks that she should be rewarded. Take it somewhere else. If you don't express those sorts of feeling states that your little girl wants to have a hissy fit about, the risk is that that unexpressed energy will start to drive your business in conscious and unconscious ways. What it means is your energy becomes leaky because it hasn't had an adequate point of ventilation or expression or release. I'm getting ahead of myself, as always. Let's look at the qualities of your little girl. One of the things a little girl wants when she hasn't been adequately seen or nurtured in private, when she comes into your business, she's like, right, I want to be validated. I am taking this action in my business because I want to be validated. I want to be seen as this. So when I do this action, the validation is guaranteed to be bounced back to me. I do the action and people validate me for it. And that validation is a reward. It's like getting a trophy or a medal. Expecting validation in your business is dangerous. It means that every action that you take, you expect something to come back. It would be incredible. It would be orgasmic if something came back to us every time we took an action in our business. The reality is, not everything is well received. Not everything is quote unquote liked. Not everything is adored. Not everything has feedback. We are going to put things out into the world as creative women and not have a response from that. So your little girl needs to be tended to in other ways outside of your work, to maybe do things where it's really easy to do something and get an immediate reward from it. Being in business, we need to check in with our dopamine. We need to check in with what gives us pleasure and what feels like we are being rewarded. And it's not the ideal place to pour all of our dopamine requirements into. So let your little girl go out into the world and do activities that feel easy, that have a quick hit. Maybe games that give you that this is easy, I can win this. Go and take that need outside of your work. Get it out of your system so that when you sit down to do your work, you are incredibly intentional and you are not doing it for a dopamine hit or feedback from people out there. You've already looked after that. You are here for the long game, and you know and trust that what you put out into the world, you're not always responsible for how that's received. You don't always know. People see things that you do without a response, and it doesn't mean that you haven't moved people. So move with trust. The next quality of your little girl in your business is she's very reactive. Incredibly reactive. It's like she's operating your business on the inhale. I've got to do this thing. Oh, I'm frantic. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, wait, do that thing. Respond to that person. Oh, what if I just throw this spaghetti at the wall? There isn't a plan. There isn't an order. There isn't an ecosystem in your business. You are operating from your little girl when you don't have a plan in your business and you're purely relying on your energy on any given day. My words for this year are order is orgasmic. Order is orgasmic. Yes. Play with those words for yourself and see them as the antidote to that reactivity that is unmagnetic and doesn't position you to be alluring and magnetic to your ideal clients. You need a plan. You can't knee-jerk your way through business. Or if it's not necessarily your style, but there's the thing under the thing under the thing, like the big thing that you just won't address yet, you're probably being reactive around that and doing surface measures and not really going there. It's your little girl saying, if I keep it hidden for long enough, no one will find it, no one will know. No. Reactivity is going to cast an incredibly death-filled spell over your business. It will kill your business. It will kill the magic in your business. So if you value your magic, your intense creativity, start to become responsive. Start to think longer term. Start to get turned on by order and plans. And that way, you can have little moments of your magic peeking through and coming through and casting beautiful spells over your business, but it's not all based on reactive energy. Your little girl is also showing up in your business when you are people pleasing. Let's all do a wince. Have we all done it? Have we all pleased people in our business without really checking in with whether that action works for us, whether that action is intentional, and if it's going to have a deeper cost further down the line. This kind of ties in, it's like a web that ties in with that first one, that expecting validation and reward. When you people please, it can be reactive. It can be, I'm just going to press override on critical thinking. I just want to make sure that this person is happy. But let's dig deeper than that. It's not that you just want people to be happy. You ready for some shadowy work? Yeah, you are. Follow the thread. I want people in my business to be happy because when they are happy, then what will they think of me? Fill in that gap. Then they'll see me as accommodating. Then they'll see me as responsible. Then they'll see me as organized. Then they'll see me as what? What is it? How is it that you desire to be seen in your business? Like, go back to that word accommodating. Accommodating is not the same energy as being like nimble or flexible or responsive in your business. The desire there is that when I'm seen as accommodating, they're going to feel safe in my presence. What if I said to you that people feel safest with those that are in their authority energy, with those that say, "You've come to me, this is how it goes." It's a real twist that so many women need to get their heads around over time. So take your time with this one, but please know that it's not the most accommodating person that has the strongest business or the most climactic business. It's actually the person that says, "Here's what you've said to me. This is what is the best fit for you. And it might not be working with me. It might be going to this other place that is the best fit based on what you've shared, based on what it is that you're looking for." So the people pleasing is your little girl wanting to be seen as the good one, thinking that self-sacrifice is what's required in order to have people like you. You have done it to death. You've done it. You no longer have curiosity about people pleasing and self-sacrifice and needing to be liked in your business. Being liked doesn't always support your business. What's more important than being liked is being respected. And that authority energy coming in and being elevated and enhanced in your business is going to be the antidote to the people pleasing, "I'm going to spread myself thin, don't worry about me, I'm fine, I just care about you." It's interesting. Is it care or is it that you don't want to be seen a certain way? Really feel into that one and feel into your little girl energy that is just looking to be liked. Your business is not the space to go into to get that need met. Your little girl, if she needs that sense of like and love, that is where you explore that in your personal time. And you single out, who is here for me in this lifetime? Who am I in a personal partnership with? How can I get those needs met through my personal relationship? My friends, who I date, who I'm partnered with, my select family members that see me. Get those needs met on your personal time or they will bleed into your business and you will feel disappointed. And you'll then go into the loop of being reactive, bending yourself and contorting yourself to get the validation and reward. Trying to be seen through your business. Get those needs met on your personal time because it's a personal problem that's slipping into your business. The final quality of your little girl that needs to be addressed in order to make for a climactic business is she's performative. She's performing, she's dancing like a monkey to get attention. And the reason why this is problematic is she hasn't yet checked in with her own desires, her own values, her own standards. much like the reactivity quality, she's trying to do everything and keep up with the trends and do and is doing what she thinks she has to do as a woman in the modern day running a business, but hasn't cross-referenced any of that with who she actually is. Being performative, being someone that you're not, playing a part, wearing a mask, all of this will slow down your business growth because your business needs you and your energy, your values, your standards, your turn on to be front and center at the helm. You are not a cardboard cutout of another woman in business that you admire. That is her way. And if it works for her, it works for her because it aligns and is congruent with her design. The performative piece needs to stop. And what you need to do in order to not be the little girl doing a jazz performance and like putting, whacking on a fake smile, what you need to do is dig deep into who you are. One of the best ways, I'm going to give a special shout out to Sophia Palace. One of the most profound ways that you can find out who you are in your personal life and who you are in your business is by having your astrology chart read in the context of your business. Sophia Palace does this. Go to her. I'll put her links in the show notes. Go and work with her and find out exactly who you are and what you're meant to be doing. Not everyone is meant to be on video. Not everyone is meant to have a podcast. Not everyone is meant to dance on reels. Me, I am made to dance on reels. So don't copy and paste. Find out who you are and what works for you and what modes of action are the ways that you can be seen, heard, and respected in your business. I'm going to give a special mention now to hissy fits. Hissy fits are quintessential little girl energy at play. I love a good hissy fit. I love having one, and I love being in the space of women having a hissy fit. Let it out. Say the things that you're not meant to say. Say the taboo things. Positive thinking is so incredibly toxic when it's like, swap this thought or swap this feeling for this. No. Say it. Go there. Go to the dark places. Say the things. Speak to the taboo. This is all of where my Scorpio thrives. I love speaking to the unspoken, and I love being a witness to it as well. Get it out. The sooner you have your hissy fit in private with a witness that can hold that and support you to navigate that and make aligned decisions from there, the sooner you do that, the sooner you can get back into your power and start making decisions from a place that is responsive, from a place that is climactic. So go there, have a hissy fit. So your little girl, quick recap, she's expecting validation and reward. She wants that dopamine hit any way that she can get it in her business. No more. Your little girl is reactive. She's throwing spaghetti at the wall. She doesn't have a plan. She hasn't tapped into order is orgasmic. No more. Your little girl is people pleasing. She wants to be seen a certain way under the guise of people, I want people to see me as accommodating. I want people to think I care. No more. You are the authority and you are in an energetic position, or you're about to be, where you say to people, this is the thing. Do you want it? If this isn't the best fit for you, here's what you can do instead. This is the place that you can go. This is the practitioner or business that can best support you, given what you've shared with me today. She is no longer self-sacrificing and denying her own needs and desires. And she is definitely not performative, doing a tap dance, a fake smile, putting on a mask, and treating her business like it's some tacky, glitzy show. No more. You are tapping into your desires and your values and your birth chart that shows you everything that you need to know about who you are and what you are made and born to do in business. And permission slip for a hissy fit. So, your little girl, when all those qualities are active, your little girl operating system is like on full volume. All those qualities combined have your operating system swing on a pendulum that goes all up into stress, worry, frantic, what will they think? What should I do next? Reactive. It goes all up into stress. And what the little girl operating system does is it then gets so overwhelmed in that state that it swings back down into collapse. I've got nothing. I'm in such overwhelm. I've gone into a freeze state. I can't do anything. No one talk to me. Leave me alone. I can't. I don't want to do this anymore. Can I burn my business down? Can I? Why don't I just go back to my crappy day job because it was safe, it was secure? No. That is collapse. Little girl operating system goes all up into stress, worry, negative anticipation. What will they think? I am overwhelmed and then flops down. Like flopping down on the couch of collapse. No more. This is limiting and this is not you. More specifically, this is not all of you. Keeping in mind the little girl operating system, all up in stress, all down in collapse, we're going to put that side by side with what I call your climactic operating system. Now, your climactic operating system has a range and a depth and breadth that the little girl operating system cannot handle. There's just no space and no bandwidth for it. When you're in your climactic operating system, you have options when you inevitably get stressed or overwhelmed. You don't just default to all up into pushing, frantic, martyr, or all down into collapse, freeze, passive. Oh, will someone look after me? Will someone else take care of it? You have other options. Instead of that pushing, frantic, stress, overwhelm, you know that when you're climactic, you have the option of being in your excitement, positive anticipation, aliveness. You can see that stress as overwhelm, or you can see it as arousal that fuels you. What the little girl operating system doesn't give you is this beautiful, luscious flow state that lives in between the all up and the all down. It gives you, the climactic operating system gives you this choice of being intimate, warm and conversational with people instead of just succumbing to what you think they want or who it is that you think that they see you as, being palatable in that state. You get the opportunity to be your genuine, authentic self that being in your little girl just doesn't give you. She just hasn't had the permission yet, that's all. Permission is here. The third thing that your climactic operating system gives you that your little girl OS doesn't is this lush state of decompression. It's like where we genuinely rest and release and, dare I say, surrender. Oh, little girl can't surrender. She can submit, but she can't surrender. In that state, we are so ripe to receive. It's incredibly magnetic and alluring. And your little girl OS just can't fathom that because she's too in her head, too worried, too stressed. I want you to know that so much more is available to you when you recognize that you have more choice than the little girl OS has permitted you to see, feel, or experience. I know you want more. That's why you're here. Here's what I have for you. It is my climactic operating system 2-part video training. I am going to show you explicitly and in more detail than we had time for in today's podcast, exactly what your little girl OS is doing on a more nuanced level. And you're going to get a visual representation of that. In the second part of the training, I'm going to highlight all the ways, because I haven't been able to reference them all here, all the ways that your climactic operating system operates, is available to you, the breadth, the depth, every single part. You're going to get a visual representation of that and see how you can elegantly navigate your way between all of those options and choices that you have when you're in your most illuminated state. This is yours for the taking. Go claim it. Get the visual and the words and the possibility, or dare I say inevitability, get it all in this 2-part video training. Each video is about 5 minutes each. Incredibly rich, tangible. And from that second video, you are going to know exactly what to do next to be living and operating from your climactic OS in your business, in your body, and in your bedroom. Oh, access all areas, because that's what we do here. We do not separate everything. We acknowledge the overlap between them all. Did I mention that this is free to you? Go claim it. The link is in the notes.